Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome. Sorry, Alice just made me laugh. Welcome to the best of My Dad Wrote a Porno. And this week we're doing it, guys. We're doing sex.
we're gonna.
Alice, come on. Take that lovely blouse off.
I guess I'd always sensed it, but I didn't know if you were feeling it. And like, okay, this is weird.
Who's top or bottom?
James, you can just watch.
God.
We're talking.
I think you got the roughest end of the deal.
My eyes.
We're going through the
and
books.
And Jamie's into chocolate body paint, as you know, so this is going to be
licky.
We're talking about all of the fun sex stuff that's happened in Belinda Blinked over the years,
which I'm amazed we haven't done. Like, in a show called My Dad Wrote a Porno, we've waited till now to do a best of sex.
I'm actually amazed there are enough clips to fill this episode, because sex is sometimes thin on the ground.
Yeah. Do you know what I thought? Is it erotica? was it ever supposed to be?
I guess it depends what the definition is, because if the definition of erotica is that it's erotic, then no. But if it's that it's trying to be erotic, I do think he's trying.
Well, I just wonder if the sex scenes are there because he thinks they're important to the story. It's a thriller with some sex scenes.
Well, I just think that, I don't know if we've discussed this before, maybe we have, but I don't think any of us had ever read erotica before we did this podcast. So like,
no.
Maybe this is standard erotica. Maybe this is good erotica. Alice doesn't look convinced.
Well, only because I'm now realising that even though we've dedicated our lives to this, I still haven't read any erotica.
Right, exactly.
So not even before this. Like, this is my only experience of, to be fair, erotica in the literary form or erotica in the bedroom, baby.
It's been a cold winter.
It has been a long, cold winter. Speaking of that, in the course of studying these books, and I do think of it as sort of academics now of Rocky Flintstone studies, we have in turn revealed rather a lot about ourselves.
Some would say too much.
Do you feel that way?
I definitely feel that way and would love a re-edit of the show, Jamie, if I may. I think I've just said too much about the bedroom over time.
I mean, speaking of bedrooms.
Oh, go on.
Jamie's got a sex story he wants to share.
I actually shared my bedroom with something quite thrilling the other day.
Are you actually going to...
No. Like father, like son.
I don't talk about my sex life on the podcast, unlike you, James. But no, I was in Kenya.
Okay.
In a tent. In the Maasai Mara, and discovered...
sorry. Carry on.
And discovered that I was sharing the bedroom...
The bedroom is a tent.
...with a snake.
Oh.
Like a real fucking snake.
What kind of snake?
Okay. I didn't know what kind of snake it was. It was pitch black, obviously.
The snake or the space?
The space. Lions were walking through the camp while I discovered it, so no one could leave their tents. And they said that they had a whistle to kind of... used to ask
to
for help.
To tempt snakes out.
No, to get people to come and help you. But I didn't have a whistle. All I had was a huge bottle of vodka, which I drank, and then had to, on my own, get rid of this snake.
After a huge bottle of vodka?
Well, for Dutch courage, yeah.
Oh my God.
I love that other people packed a survival kit. They packed a whistle. Yeah. They packed, I presume, like, you know, maps or like compasses, yeah, or like the stuff that you take on a like D of E. You know, change of clothes. Mm. I imagine a flare gun.
Yeah. A flare gun on safari? Bloody hell.
And you took a bottle of vodka.
Look, all I'm saying is that I'm glad I did, because I didn't... It kind of numbed me to the horror that was a snake in my tent, because the next day I told our guide I had a snake in my tent. And he was like, whatever.
I got a snake in my boots.
And he was like, that isn't true, it's impossible. Showed him the video and he was like, oh my God, that's a black mamba.
Now, I don't know much about snakes, but I think a black mamba's not good.
One of... I think the most deadly snake in Africa. It was a baby, But still,
I don't care. I don't care if it's a toddler. I don't care if it's an old man. I do not want it in my tent.
And then he was like, oh, you were lucky that mummy wasn't near.
Don't say mummy.
I know, I don't know the way you said that with that face as well.
Also, mummy would have been near. That's the horrible thing.
Oh my God. Well, thank God you're still here.
It takes on a different tone, doesn't it? When he's like, you were lucky that daddy wasn't near.
Yeah, like, yeah. You're looking at me.
Oh my God, I was at a thing the other day and this woman came up to me really drunk and she goes, oh my God, your daddy wrote a porno. She kept saying, oh my God, your daddy wrote a porno.
You are daddy wrote a porno.
Daddy wrote a porno.
My daddy wrote a porno.
Horrible,
different
right?
show.
Yeah, totally different. But yes, that was kind of a thrilling bedroom experience. Obviously not sexual.
I was going to say, you've really... veered this off course. We're talking about...
Well, I just thought I'd share, you know. I mean, it was a huge moment in my life.
Because people will be thinking this, how did you get it out?
I got my bottle of deodorant, which was the longest thing I could find. So not that long. And kind of ushered
coaxed.
It... coaxed it, that's a good word.
Ushered. Out. This way, please.
It looks like you're in the stalls. Thank you.
Yeah. I'd opened the zip like a little bit, but lions walking through... I cannot tell... I was so scared. I was literally, I'm not going to survive this. And I opened up the zip a little bit and luckily it kind of just slithered out and I just closed it and I just shoved loads of DEET, like sprayed loads of DEET.
Oh, gosh, look at him gritting his teeth.
Honestly, it was so... And then obviously I switched off my torch and it is pitch black and all you can hear are lions and there was a hippo that was sleeping like 3 feet away from my tent as well.
There's no way to speak about other people again.
And I just was like, there could be anything in this fucking tent.
Jamie, you're in the Masai Mara. Of course there's fucking animals around. If anyone's intruding, it's you.
True, but I didn't think they'd be in my... There's something about them being in my tent that was kind of just horrible.
The most shocking part of this story, I think, is that Jamie recorded a video whilst the snake was slithering through the tent, where he's going, oh, I'm so scared. It's like put your fucking phone down! Why are you making...
I just knew that you wouldn't believe me if I'd have come back and said there was a snake in
my tent.
It's
a very sinister snake.
It is. You can see its little tongue going.
The serpent tongue.
Well, we're glad you're alive.
Thank you. Do you know what? It actually felt really... It's been a bit of a moment in my life because I think I'm quite a risk-averse person about things that are scary. And it's really pushed me out of my comfort zone. I feel like I kind of conquered something, not just the snake, but within myself. I've come back a changed man, guys.
A baby snake.
A baby snake.
A baby black mamba. Come on.
You know this is going to get logged as being a near-death experience. You know, like this is going to escalate. It's also going to turn into, and I nearly got eaten by the lion. You know, like it's going to really get snowballed over the years.
I think I'm downplaying it, if anything.
I feel like it's a very Rocky Flintstone style diversion when I thought I was going to get a sex story to get that story. That's very appropriate.
Fair.
I do think over the years, to Rocky's credit, we did learn things.
Oh, absolutely. And also, he was innovative. There were sex positions, sex actions, sex activities that he invented, I think.
Yeah. Well, one of the most famous ones being HS2.
Oh, is that what HS2 stands for?
That's what I found out. You know, there's been all this speculation of what HS2 is.
Yeah, there was a chapter called HS2.
Yeah.
And whatever happened in the chapter, it was nothing to do with... what we know HS2 is like a
recently cancelled infrastructure policy.
And we were like, what on earth does that mean? So go on.
Hump and Skunk 2.
No.
Apparently.
Well, there you go. There's a little factoid for the day. That's
wow, that was really worth listening for. I mean, I think that's got to be a fan favourite, hasn't it? The Hump and Skunk. So we should definitely come to that.
Well, you know that I met somebody that said that they do every single sex thing that's on the podcast.
Shut up.
What?
Yeah,
shut up.
No.
Him and his
on.
Girlfriend, that's their kink that they do. And obviously not, you know, exactly, but they try and recreate.
Stop
that's
it.
Their kink.
Yeah, yeah. He listened to it in bed with his girlfriend and then they would try and recreate whatever sex was in that episode.
What?
Oh my.
Some of them are just not safe. Like, as far as like where you put bits of you and...
Well, exactly. I think, you know, they did their best to recreate.
A lot of mess.
He's never done like water sports, has he? Like, he does have some, golden showers. He's never done... anything that's like
golden
a bit...
showers. Trust you to bring up golden showers.
It's all quite sanitary, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Like, you know,
I mean, it's not. It's absolutely not.
Sanitary?
It's absolutely not. I don't know why I said that. None of it is sanitary. And you definitely shouldn't eat any of the food after it's gone through the processes that he talks about. But I suppose he's not... He's sort of weirdly vanilla sometimes.
That's what I mean, exactly. It is kind of pushing the boundaries, but only within a very, very safe kind of field.
It's all quite Willy Wonkery.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you know what I've realised? There's a bit of a Venn diagram with, like, sex and food with Rocky. Like, often characters can't have sex without either incorporating food or swiftly having food afterwards.
Yeah. So do you think that that is reflective? There are obviously Easter eggs, in the sex scenes, but there are Easter eggs throughout the books.
Yeah, you know, they've never had an Easter egg.
But actually, that's a great idea. A sort of Kinder egg, bonking through the Kinder egg. There's sometimes sort of little clues, aren't there, to, like, Rocky's kinks, and I wonder if that's one.
What, so you're saying, like, any time Jamie sees his dad, like, having a turkey sandwich, maybe he's just, you know, finished?
Well, exactly, like spaghetti bolognese, like, whenever he, like,
okay,
maybe
let's
does,
just
like,
get on with the clips. Let's just do the clips.
Yeah, a bit of garlic bread.
Exactly. Like,
the clips are coming, guys. Please enjoy. And do listen for a little unheard bit. The flamboyant nightclub owner bowed and sat next to the Contessa.
Good evening, my creatures of the puff.
What does that mean?
Zachariah cackled as he retrieved a long, thin...
Oh, God.
Cigar.
Oh.
From the huge sleeves of his scintillating robes. He breathed in deeply, thoroughly enjoying the smoky goodness.
Rocky has never even smoked a cigarette, has
he? I don't think he has.
This is really out of his comfort zone.
Belinda shivered with excitement as he slid his mouth to her lids.
Yeah.
And filled her pussy with the hypnotic fumes.
Oh my God, she's got smoke up her chimney. Oh.
That's a strange form of passive inhalation, isn't it?
Talk about Dick Van Dyke.
Oh my God.
Get a chimney sweep up there.
Honestly. Chimney. I've never heard of that. I mean, I haven't heard of a tamarix flute, so...
I don't know if that's how the tamarix flute works.
Oh, is taken in.
Is it kind of like a vaginal bong? I don't know.
Taking all 10 of his fingers, Zachariah crimped her labia shut.
Crimped? Oh, like when you're making, if you've ever made dumplings, and, or like a pie, you just crimp the pastry.
That's gross.
So he's holding it in, a bit like... Wait, it's a hot box. It's literally a hot box.
Oh my God, she's got Belinda's hot box.
Zachariah crimped her labia shut so she could feel the magical smoke marinade. When Zachariah finally let go, Belinda twitched and jiggled on the spot in utter and complete utopia.
Is that where the phrase blowing smoke up someone's ass comes from?
I think it is.
It's a variant on that.
Is that what it means all this time?
Yeah, tamarix flute.
Contessa Lucia was never one to be left out, and she quickly turned 180 degrees... pushing her perfect rear end into the sky.
Oh my God, they're literally going to blow smoke up her ass.
Oh my God.
Zachariah didn't need telling twice and inhaled the cigar like a cavalry trooper.
Like an absolute bloody trooper.
He is a bloody trooper. Yeah. Look at that, he's just inhaling that cigar.
Cavalry or otherwise.
Sensually, he pushed a long drag of smoke into her bottom hole.
Oh. Am I crying? Am I laughing? I don't even know anymore.
Bottom hole.
It's a bottom hole.
Within seconds, he had Belinda's legs wide apart.
Oh.
And he placed his nervous cock.
Oh, God.
Into her pinky.
Oh! I can't look at either of you.
Oh, my God. It's gone from her understanding to her pinky.
No!
Into the pinky.
This little pinky went to Mark.
Oh, my God. This little pinky should have stayed at home.
Belinda moaned in pleasure, taking the odd moment to direct the kid's actions.
The kid? Don't call him the kid.
No.
Much like a driving instructor on a busy A road.
Fifth gear.
Clutch!
What's the pedestrian?
Once his penis was safely inside Belinda's labia...
Safely!
Wow.
You're now safe.
Docking complete.
Does she treat it like a safe? for all your valuables, for your worldly possessions. Yeah, exactly, your cash.
Once his penis was safely inside Belinda's vault, sorry, labia, he started to gently thrust and took the opportunity to make some small talk.
Oh, brilliant, great time.
So how are you? Also, you know he's just going to get too excited too quick and go a bit too quickly.
What do you do for a job, Belinda?
Oh, come on.
Thrust.
Thrust.
I'm an international sales director for a pots and pans company. Thrust. Thrust. International? Thrust.
Oh, God.
That's interesting. Thrust. Can I have some work experience?
Oh.
Thrust.
Sorry? Thrust.
No, you fucking can't. Thrust.
I've got to go. Thrust.
Belinda blinked.
She's female, don't forget.
Oh, multiples.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But fuck. It's multiple in one, isn't it?
What's that again?
What?
When women have an orgasm, they have multiple at once in one orgasm.
What do you mean?
Multiple in one. What, like?
Like a big one, like a turbo.
Buy one, get one free.
What do you mean?
When a woman orgasms.
Yes.
Yeah.
The reason it's so intense and happens less frequently than a man is just
what do you mean less frequently?
No, more
what?
Frequently.
James.
Women orgasm less frequently than men.
No, women can orgasm multiple times and it's not...
In a session,
yeah,
say.
It's not about...
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Because men...
Oh, God!
James is now straight.
Then why do women fake it?
Because it doesn't mean you can come when you want to come.
It just means
that you, in theory... In one sitting, let's say.
Don't say
in one go.
In one go.
In one game
in
of
one
what?
Sesh. You could.
In one roll of Yahtzee.
You could come lots of times.
You know.
Wow.
Because you know how guys, like, once you come, you've got to have a bit of a
rest.
Yeah. Not so with women.
Just keep going.
You are fascinating to me.
Put him in a test tube, Alice Levine. Smear him on a petri dish.
I feel like this is we need to take this off podcast because there's more. I have more questions.
Should we just go out for a drink?
I think we need to.
No, that's not. I don't mean like and potentially get together and then I'll
have multiple orgasms.
Yeah, that was more just to fill you in on, you know, everything you need to know.
Look at me till I sparkle.
What? Belinda questioned internally. How does that work? A chubby finger wriggled like a worm, indicating her to come closer.
Oh, yeah, because she's covered entirely in latex.
Mm. Belinda teetered in the heels towards the dominatrix. The closer she got, the better she could see.
Oh, no, what? It's not latex, is it? It's going to be like butter icing or something.
About 3.5 paces away, it became clear that Mistress Sweet Juice's suit wasn't latex at all.
Oh, God.
2.5 paces away showed...
God. Oh, God, it's mayonnaise.
showed it was paint.
What kind of paint?
Like white chocolate paint.
Chocolate body paint.
1.5 paces away...
Why is she walking in half paces?
No. Smoothed whipped cream.
Oh.
Warm curdled body cream. No, thanks.
Half a pace away, cream cheese.
Oh, God. Right up close, not very creme fraiche, if you know what I mean.
Belinda sank to her knees and began eating the thin layer of room temperature cream.
Oh, my God.
Off her bubbly body.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean bubbly? Oh, you just mean curvaceous. You don't mean it's got
bubbly.
Like welts and boils and stuff. Oh, right. Okay, fine.
I thought it was fizzing in the heat.
Oh, my God. What? The idea of anything other than refrigerated cream really is unpleasant.
The other thing is, how did she do it so quickly? Didn't they just run upstairs and then she, like, what, ran in a room and...
Oh, she'll have a whole team, James. Come on.
She'll have a whole team.
She is Mistress Sweet Juice. Jim kept fucking. Belinda flexed her vagina lightly.
It's just a light flex.
She wanted Jim to fully complete his experience and thought he had had enough thrusting for his first trip out.
I'm just nervous he's going to, like, come dust or something. It's just going to...
And just all just go...
Just flakes.
So gross.
Bonito tuna flakes.
Stop it.
Tuna flakes?
What? Fish food.
Fish food? Like little papery fish food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that you dusted on top.
Yeah.
Oh, God. More.
It happened quickly. too quickly for Belinda.
Oh.
And suddenly she was swimming.
Swimming? What?
Swimming.
In a sea.
What?
Of pale blue semen.
What?
I literally have no words.
Pale
to
blue?
Is he coming bleach?
Oh, toilet duck.
Spray that round the rim. Get a couple of uses out of you.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Jim's big cock, now so handsomely matched with his big balls, had exploded.
He's got a monster dick. He's got a monster dick.
Jim was swaying all over the place.
Oh, God.
Belinda caught his stocky arms and held him firm whilst orgasming herself. What a multitasker.
Nothing puts her off either. Oh, it's blue. I have just come. That is really creeping me out.
A loud roar engulfed the room.
It's Bella.
Jim Sterling had come.
Do they all look the same?
They being women?
Like, if you saw your vagina in a lineup...
I'd be like, why has someone produced this and how do I get it off the internet?
You know, if your vagina had robbed you or something and you had to identify it. Could you spot your vagina?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you could spot your own, couldn't you, Al? But they do all look different, yeah.
You say that, but you obviously don't see your own vagina that often up close. Uh-huh. Just because of its location.
But because they've all got different hairstyles, right? So you can...
Oh, my God. It's not the Nolan sisters, Jesus.
No, but some are more unkempt. Some girls, like, keep them really clean.
Yeah, but
tidy.
It's way more than that, James. It's like any body. You know, is your penis the same as mine?
Oh, no, I could tell mine in a lineup.
You could tell yours in a lineup?
Yeah, number three.
But wait a sec, what are your identifying features?
Well, that I'm not going in. That's far too personal, I mean. But
are you looking at the balls or the shaft?
A, don't say shaft. B, I think I'd have to take everything into consideration.
What's your most, I suppose, what's your proudest element?
I mean, is anyone proud of their balls?
Oh, surely not, because they're not the one, are they?
No, it'd have to be the shaft.
All right, full of it.
James? But no, what I'm saying is that vaginas aren't different because of the hairstyle that they choose to wear.
We all stop saying hairstyle. I know I introduced it, but...
They are actually different. Like, everybody is different. So, you know...
This has turned into such an after-school special. I love it. It's like, James, every lady looks different because they're beautiful.
Exactly.
I mean, they all repulse you, like, universally, so it doesn't matter what they look like.
So what, like, the lips are, like, different?
Yeah.
Yeah, like can be different sizes.
Different colours?
Yep.
Some have got a snarl.
Some are really mean.
I wouldn't say they're personified, but yeah, sure.
So you know when people have designer vaginas?
Yeah.
What do they do down there?
That interests me too, because yeah, I don't know sure what the that. Standard is. Like, I don't know what they're saying looks really good. I would say, because I think it's quite common for them to not be symmetrical... Like, mm-hmm. perfectly symmetrical.
Right, okay.
So I wonder, with a designer vagina, if you're creating, like, some weird standard that doesn't really exist in life.
Everything's exactly.
Very, like, very neat. Because vaginas aren't really neat, the way that, like, male genitalia isn't particularly neat.
Yeah.
But I wonder what they're using as a reference. Because do you flip through a catalogue and go, I love the proportions of A, but, like, 23, I'm loving, like, what they've done with, the, like, internal... vibes.
And the hairstyle on 58 is to die for.
I love the pal. I love the hairstyle. I'll take it.
I'll take it wholesale. And is it weird if you see a picture of a vagina in this catalogue that you like everything about it? Is that weird to completely copy someone's vagina?
Yeah.
Because they say it's like the biggest form of flattery, don't they?
Is it cloning somebody else's vag?
Imagine if you spotted it, be like, oh my God, that's my vagina.
Just at a swimming baths or something, someone's getting changed and you're like... Wait a minute.
You're the crazy girl that stole my vagina look. Jeez.
Oh my God, we're vagina twins.
So yeah, they all look different is the answer to your question.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Belinda dove into his pubes, running the ringlet...
Dove into his pubes?
It's Christmas.
Belinda dove into his pubes, running the ringlets through her fingers like grated carrot.
That is one of the grossest things I've ever heard. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
What did she dive in there? Her hand or her face? Put her hand in his pubes. And it felt like grated carrot.
It's all like twirling.
Running her fingers.
She's just like twiddling it on her finger.
But you know when you like peel a bit of like carrot and it like goes like into a...
Oh, my Christ. Is that Abbey Road Security? I think we're getting escorted out.
Running the ring... The ringlets... Pubes aren't ringlets.
Well, they kind of are ringlets, aren't they?
I guess it depends how thick the thick it is.
Corkscrew curls for you, James. Running the ringlets.
Why would you run your hands through it?
Hank quietly ripped Belinda's evening gown. In two.
In two?
Completely exposing her thighs and pussy.
Oh, God, it's all happening so quickly.
He then took the ladle and trickled the now cooled sauce over Belinda's breast.
Oh, for God's sake.
Watching it slowly make its way down to her navel.
Like two heaving calzone.
This is so inappropriate in a restaurant.
After about 2 minutes... It stopped and pooled at her shaven vagina.
Oh, my God. Talk about meat flaps. Sorry, Alice.
Nobody was talking about meat.
Once he had a big enough reservoir, he carefully opened her vaginal lids.
And what, dropped a little spiral of spaghetti in there?
And let the sauce do its work.
Oh, my God. It's going to be like a taco.
Fucking hell. Belinda studied the operation closely. Did it require just gravity, or was it the sauce that did the flowing of its own accord? She decided to question Hank later on this technical matter.
Later! It's always best to ask in the moment.
Hank slightly pushed back the table, got onto his knees, and licked Belinda clean.
Oh my God, they're in the middle of a restaurant.
There's nothing less appropriate. Also, clean. Clean. What does that mean in this context?
Do you think she dabs it with a napkin afterwards, like when you dab the sides of your mouth? She just dabs the sides of her vagina.
And just goes bon appetit.
Finished.
He made no sexual advance whatsoever.
That was a sexual advance. He's licking tomato sauce out of her vagina.
He was hungry.
Dr. Stud beckoned Belinda to sit down.
Dr. Stud. Has she come up with that, or is that his name? Dr. Stud.
That's his name.
This is a proper porno. What appears to be the issue, Dr. Stud?
The issue is she's been in a coma for a week, and this is the first time you've ever spoken to me.
The issue is that James needs to watch more heterosexual pornography.
Are you going to put your thermometer in me, Dr. Stud? I've been a very naughty girl. No, it's not naughty. You've been naughty in hospital, have you? That's prison.
Very sickly.
I've got thrush, Dr. Stud.
Oh. I've got a low platelet count, Dr. Stud.
My blood pressure's all over the shop, Dr. Stud.
I've got this unusual dermatological issue, Dr. Stud.
Okay, you two are enjoying this way, way too much.
Could it be psoriasis, Dr. Stud?
I think I need your cream for that, Dr. Stud.
Where's she from?
Intensive care seems a bit over the top, Dr. Stud. Oh, and that's Dr. Stud.
Wanna try the humpin' skunk?
Maeve asked them.
I dread to think what that is.
The hump and skunk.
The hump and skunk.
Is that going to involve drugs?
What dark magic was this? Tony thought aloud.
Oh, wait, skunks. Skunks bums.
That's what I thought, like...
Oh, no. Oh, don't. That's. I would say that's the most famous thing about a skunk.
Oh, what smell.
The gas.
Oh, no.
The gas.
Oh.
She's going to do a little fart.
What dark magic was this? Tony thought aloud. Maeve laughed heavily at Tony's sexual ineptitude. It's simple. Her teeth tittered. You hump one of us while the other is eating...
Oh, my God.
Eating what? A sandwich, please.
What a time to hesitate.
Sorry, I'm so disgusted.
Sorry, you hump one of us while the other is eating.
Eating what? Finish your sentence.
No, don't make me, please.
Eating.
Alice.
What?
A skunk.
You hump one of us while eating the other's asshole until full.
Until full? What does that mean? The full thing bothers me as well.
The full thing. Because,
full of what?
Because, it, precisely.
Ass.
No, but... But how's he filling up?
The hump and skunk. It sounds like a dance move. Do
it
the
really
hump
does.
And skunk.
Hump and skunk.
Do the shake and vac.
It was true that Tony was yet to visit Kilkenny, but he was always happy to indulge in local customs when invited.
It's not a local Kilkenny custom.
Kilkenny are going to be up in arms.
If you are from Kilkenny, we are deeply sorry.
If you are from Kilkenny, confirm or deny.
Belinda didn't need telling at all. She gleefully straddled Tony's head and spread her milky cheeks wide and taut.
Oh, my God.
Fucking hell, your dad is a master of the language. He really has captured a moment.
Now that is an image I won't be long forgetting.
That is beautiful.
His tongue entered through the wrinkled flesh rim and snuggled its way deep inside.
Snuggled. Why is everything so cutesy?
Wrinkled flesh rim.
You can't, like, stick your tongue straight in.
You probably can.
It's a bit of a tight squeeze.
I don't know, James.
No, yeah, me neither.
We've never done the hump and skunk. Maeve, on the other hand, was going mad up front.
Maeve's like, you guys are stalling me.
She was heaving and hoeing like a ploughman.
Like a ploughman's? Like a cheese sandwich?
Like a ploughman. Or a ploughwoman. A figure in the fields.
A ploughperson.
Very woke. Thank you, guys.
She was heaving and hoeing like a ploughman. And she was a hummer.
Oh, God. What's she going to be humming? What tune is she going to be humming? Oh, God.
The tune was unclear.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
But her musicality was self-evident and joyous.
That's all you can ask for.
More than you can do, Alice, so, you know.
Belinda was seeing her boss in a whole new universe. She'd, of course, fucked his brains out before, but not many people in cookware distribution had their line manager tasting their rectal cavity.
Oh, my God, Rocky!
What's got into him?
I don't know.
Why is he saying cavity?
But this was what made Steele's such a wholesome family business.
It is, isn't it?
It's the little touches.
It's what people love about Steele's.
And here's a little unheard morsel. But honestly, have you any of you, this is weird, just hear me out. Have either of you ever found anything in the book sexy? I mean, probably not.
That's a very rude question.
Is it confronting for you?
Yeah.
Are you both being honest? Because I actually have. Like,
You've got one?
Yeah.
I would need a moment to think, but go on.
Well, only because there is a particular character, and actually it is the scenario, that I think is...
It's going to be so revealing.
I'm like, oh my God, I have like a savior kind of prince complex kink.
Spooner?
Arrigues.
Oh.
Okay.
Arrigues, when he comes and saves Belinda from the side of the road, and is she lying in the road? Are her breasts out or something?
Probably.
It sounds like it. And he comes up and he's just this sort of like, you know, knight in shining armor, stranger.
Yeah.
He's got that lovely voice that you do, you know, like it's...
Thank you.
Oh, so... when Jamie does the Margot Rigo voice, you're getting a bit, feeling a bit funny downstairs.
I don't know. I just really like everything about that.
Oh my God.
I know what you mean though. He's very like cover of a Mills and Boone book, isn't
exactly.
he?
Exactly.
Like, I imagine like the shirt open, very defined muscles, like pec cleavage.
Precisely. And although I wouldn't have thought that's my bag, I think because the rest of the time, the stuff that Rocky does is he's like, and they're smeared in Vaseline and rolling in stew. And then they spit in each other's ears and like stick a lollipop in it. Like, I think I just kind of like that it's a bit classic.
Yeah. It's a drop of water in a desert, isn't it?
Exactly.
Like the moment you can get something to cling on to.
So now I've said that, right? Like, quite into it.
I guess for that same reason, you've just made me think there's someone I've kind of fancied since the beginning.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Peter Rouse.
Really?
I've always thought he's got like a Viking-y Nordic vibe going on. Like he's always described as quite chiseled.
And you imagine in that sort of like Scandi, Permatan, like
which
very
is
lean.
Like, yeah, I like a bit of that.
Even though he's Dutch, isn't he?
I'm thinking like Alexander Skarsgård.
His debut as well is very mysterious and powerful. And it feels like he's got this sort of enigmatic, almost like supernatural, you know, the runes
and
everything.
Yeah.
So there's this other element to him that makes him sort of like a fantasy pinup.
That was quite strange, actually, thinking about it. That was.
Do you know what's interesting, though, that you've both gone for characters that are kind of more in the driving seat than Belinda?
Don't you dare psychoanalyze.
Oh my God, he's trying to peg us. No, not like that. He's just trying to put that away. No, not peg us like that.
He's trying to peg us again. Oh my God, why is he always trying to peg us? Anyway, finish trying to peg us.
You got someone's eye out with that.
So I'm just going to peg you both as people that kind of like to be looked after, maybe. I'm not saying that you're all subs, but...
There's definitely a Rouse subdom thing going on.
And I guess Origas is more...
Wow, this has taken a turn. Were you two like... Was this your plan all along?
Look at me trying to wash my hands. I'm like, definitely with yours.
Well, no, I think there is more of that because of the runes and the kind of... Yes. Whereas with Origas, it was more kind of like, as you say...
Being maybe saved.
Disney, knight in shining armour, kind of like that. Maybe that's what you grew up with, those kind of fake ideals of what a man could be. Whereas James, fascinating.
Okay, Jamie, well, what's your favourite moment? What's the moment that gives you a rock solid...
I've never gotten hard enough to peg either of you reading these books, but if
God,
there was one
on?
Point that I, that maybe kind of like, and this, when I read it.
Are you okay?
It reminded me of something that I used to watch.
Oh, I can't wait to label him once he's told us.
So, Dr. Studd.
Oh.
When
oh,
we yes. discovered that was a woman, it kind of reminded me of this porno that I watched like when I was really young called
God, I don't, ours was sort of jokey and now this is
no, like, now it's like
called Nurse Sadie.
Oh my God,
I kind of want to look
Nurse
it up. Hang on,
Sadie,
give me a second.
It's the worst day of my life.
Why was it called Nurse Sadie?
Oh my
Why
God.
Does he remember it so distinctly?
Look,
Nurse Sadie,
was she a real nurse? Oh my, she's not a real nurse. She could be a real nurse. That outfit doesn't look like a real nurse, is that
1998.
Okay, let's
see. I mean, that is how I would imagine Dr. Studd.
Right, exactly.
So, describe it, Alice. She's leaning over a bit.
So, the strap line, so it says Nurse Sadie, and the strap line says, no, you didn't die, but you did go to heaven.
Excellent.
And it's a lovely woman with a sort of...
And I did, many times.
So it's a sort of woman in a kind of bleached blonde crop. She's wearing, I think to be fair, a sailor's hat, not a nurse's hat, whatever a nurse's hat is. And she's got a very skimpy sort of white shirt dress on, which unfortunately has opened to the navel and her bare breasts are showing. She's also wearing a kind of garter or a sort of stocking mm-hmm. with a lacy top. Is that... That's not regulation, is it, in the NHS anyway?
What I'm finding distracting is there's a huge skeleton behind her.
Yes.
It's very like first... kind of sexual awakening vibes, you know, like she's very kind of bombshell, isn't she?
Sorry, there's a cast list on the front that I just have to read out. Starring Sadie, obviously.
Oh, is that the actual?
Seems so.
What, just Sadie, like Madonna?
Famous? Sadie Sexton. Okay. That sounds like a Belinda Blink character. Brittany Andrews, Missy, Shanna McCulloch.
Why is it a combination of stage names and like people we went to school with?
Randy Storm, Bobby Bliss, and Dee and Randy Lee.
Bobby Bliss.
What?
Dee
and Randy Lee.
Is that two people?
Yeah, I think they're sisters.
Oh. the Hunt's called.
So, what's the storyline? What's it about? I'm imagining Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Are you? Wasn't she like a Frontiers woman?
Well, I can tell you exactly what it's about because it's on the back of the VHS. So, Nurse Sadie and her colleagues attempt to outsmart a vicious hospital administrator who puts profit above care for patients.
This is literally Rocky Flintstone material.
Can even hot babes... It's so badly written, there's like...
Yeah, it's hard to read, isn't it?
Can even hot... No, sorry. Can seven hot babes defeat one man who thinks with his dick?
Oh my God, I'm in.
I mean, it sounds pretty good, right?
Do you remember it?
I mean, not the storyline, obviously. But yeah.
So we think the man goes around the hospital and has sex with all seven, and I quote, hot babes.
I guess. It's kind of like 9 to 5, but set in a hospital and, you know, a porno.
So sorry, why are we talking about Nurse Sadie?
No, I'm just saying... I'm just saying that the Dr. Studd element reminded me of Nurse Sadie. I guess because it was such a formative sexual moment in my life. Like, maybe one of the first pornos I watched as a kid. So like,
why did you do such serious faces?
I don't know. Why is he saying it? Like, these are the things that inspired him as an artist.
And he brings his hands together like he's...
He does a sort of like Tony Blair, yeah. You know, like the index finger and the thumb.
Eva Peron, like, don't cry for me, Nurse Sadie.
Look, what can I say? It was the days before the internet. You had to get your kicks where you could.
Well, hang on, where are you getting it from then? You get it from on VHS.
You didn't have like people at school who like you would all swap pornos and like stuff. No, that was
no.
Not the thing.
Oh. No,
gay and a girl over here in the '90s.
You were just playing hopscotch, both of you.
Getting yes. That kicks the natural way. Oh my God, I'm flabbergasted. What did you even ask that got us onto that?
You asked it. Anyway, Anyway. That was probably an overshare.
Yeah.
Agree.
I can see why that's unheard. Maybe it should have stayed that way.
And unsaid. I mean, it should have stayed in my mind. So apologies for that.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine if Nurse Sadie listens to this podcast?
Oh my God, footnotes, guys. Anyone? I couldn't meet her. I'd be far too starstruck.
Don't meet your childhood heroes, eh, Jamie?
No, but thanks for listening. That was another really fun kind of trip down memory lane, and maybe a longer trip for some of us than others. But yeah, we'll see later on.
Can I just say, the body language in this room right now is
so changed.
We're all arms crossed.
I thought pegging was the low.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.